very exciting, AJ, that we're the show that these guys decide to come in to and make announcements on. And it's a very special day. We have them back in here. It's the trilogy.
Yes.
All right. It's an announcement regarding Sound on Sound, Jimmy Coplett with Live Nation, Howard Safan, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, and Jordan Woolwitz with Sound on Sound. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, nice job on the Sound on Sound. A lot of people bought tickets and are excited about it.
Well, you know, we have a lot to thank you guys for. The overpouring of excitement is just incredible. And ticket sales have been absolutely awesome.
Yeah. We're ready. We're ready for, like, outdoor festivals.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. What is the announcement that we are getting today?
I think Jordan should make the announcement.
We're putting our single-day tickets on sale because the 2 days are flying off the shelf. If you can look at the lineup each day and decide which day you want to go. Like, this Saturday has Stevie Nicks, Lumineers, Father John Misty, Ziggy Marley, you know, a couple arena acts on that day. And then we got Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds, Brandi Carlile, The National, Gary Clark Jr., etc. on the Sunday. So we got
etc.
Nice.
That's when you're like, yeah, I got something I can't remember them all.
And let me tell you, you remember more than I would remember.
Yeah, me too.
I've got my cheat sheet in front of me.
Nice. All right, so they're broken into different days, and then now you can buy a single day ticket.
Mm-hmm. And like we talked about last time we were here, there's no overlapping sets at the whole festival. So every artist that you see on this list, you get to see.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great part of this festival, is that you don't have to make a decision.
Right.
Like, I want to see this one, and
I want to see this one.
Yeah. Right.
I can't clone myself.
And it requires a lot of walking also, if you have to go different stages.
Right. Right.
We also added, we sold out of GA Plus and Terrace VIP. So we've expanded the footprint.
What is GA Plus?
GA Plus is a little general admission, but you have fancier bathrooms, a different area to sit, a wonderful place to eat if you'd like.
Cool.
There's Terrace VIP, which we sold out of within days when we originally went on.
That sounds fancier than GA
that's
Plus.
That's the marble bathrooms.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Wowie.
Yeah, so,
top notch.
So you can enjoy it as you go in there.
Right.
And then we added another structure for Terrace VIP. So we listened, and we certainly heard what people wanted, and we've obviously taken care of this in single days.
So Saturday, I have a list here. And do we know the order in which they're coming on, or not really?
Yeah, it's pretty much in order. So there's two stages that'll be basically right next to each other. So we're basically ending the night with Lumineers into Stevie Nicks. So.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Instead of having to go to two arena shows, you can go to one day.
That's really something.
That works.
That's really something.
Yeah, great show.
One-stop shop.
Sound on Sound Festival. Seaside Park in Bridgeport, September 24th, 25th, starts at 11:45 a.m., goes to 11 p.m., and there's no overlapping sets across two stages. So the Lumineers would be on one stage, they finish, and Stevie Nicks is on another?
No, so they're both on the main stage, so it would go Lumineers second to close on the main stage.
Quick break.
Then Father John Misty closes the second main stage.
Okay.
And then back to the main stage.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's very little break between the music.
Yeah.
You guys coming?
Absolutely. Yep. I was hoping I'd be invited.
Yep.
No, you got to buy Terrace VIP.
I want to be in a fancy, like, what's yeah. Tell
so,
me about
so
these.
So why don't you buy Platinum?
Right.
Platinum is you what get to be fun, on man. The stage. There's only a limited amount of, there's only a limited amount of people, but a guy who like you who makes so much money, it's really not a big deal.
Be so close to scare the band.
Platinum.
It's the priceless moment.
Who is this person?
So
you didn't have to pay anything to get on the stage at the amphitheater.
No.
See how things change?
Yeah.
That was then. This is now.
Yeah. This is, so how many people are going to be on stage?
So that's a really good question. It really is up to Jordan, as many. It's, there's 100, there's 100 spots available, and there's a handful left.
Oh, wow. And has this been, Like, do the artists know this is going to happen? Or are they going to come out? Stevie Nicks is going to look and say,
you know, we'll tell them.
When she sings Stand Back, looking directly at you.
With her hand out. Yeah.
That message is for you.
That's your hint.
Like, music festivals have it. And trust me, they're not.
They're used to it.
They're not directly next to them. They're right. On platforms.
What an experience.
So I have a funny story. When we were planning the amphitheater way back when, I went to Jimmy and I said, we have the largest stage in Connecticut, you know, where the wings are really large. How about we do this VIP priceless experience and have people sit on the stage? And he looked at me and said, no.
No.
You know, now I understand why.
Jimmy's picturing me and AJ up there. Like,
exactly.
We don't want that.
Yeah. But I had the repellent last time.
but think about it. How many times have you ever thought about how cool would it be to be on stage?
That's insane.
Right.
So this, what's this called? Platinum?
Called Platinum.
And that puts you on stage all day or part of the day? All day.
As much as you want to be on it.
Right. All day.
But there's an area to go if you don't want to be on the stage.
A couple thousand bucks, you're playing drums.
you could buy the Platinum. And then just kind of enjoy the festival. And then Stevie Nicks or Lumineers, Tim and Dave, you come up for that.
Yep.
You can do that.
Yeah.
And your seats, there's your seat.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's a seat, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's, but that's only, like Howard was saying, that's just one place where you can go. But there's plenty of other nice spots where a Platinum ticket.
Now, have you thought out someone drinking a lot and then getting up and wandering off onto the
again they're forming us say two idiots look just like us, for example. Where are your pants?
Like, you know, it'd be really cool if I sang backup. Stevie
do
Nicks
it,
will
do
love
it, man,
it
do it.
Have you ever heard the word security?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's all worked out. And if you're on stage during the Platinum, are you facing the sun? Like, how are you what does it look like?
You're basically looking at the sides of the artists and looking out at the huge crowd.
That's great.
Watching and
that's wild.
Yeah. That's how much is that ticket?
Enough that you can afford it.
Yeah. But will I be able to eat after that?
Well, it comes with food.
Right? It's Stevie Nicks' food, but she didn't want it anyway.
That sounds like a special experience.
No, can you imagine? I mean, just. You know, I just remember being there when it was the Vibes. I didn't have anything. I was just walking around. Just that alone is great. Just being in that area is great.
Well, it's a completely different experience. I mean, you're going to have a really incredible Connecticut experience. The food, all the local food, from Hoodoo Brown Barbecue doing their own barbecue section to New Haven Pizzas, you name it. And then we're going to have a signature chef. So the signature chef will oversee everything in terms of the food in both the GA areas and the VIP.
Long way from Watkins Glen, Jimmy.
Well, it's a long way from Vibes, because Watkins Glen.
Yeah, just kind of good luck.
Fence it in.
Yep.
Throw a stage up and
good luck, people.
Have a show.
Yep.
But what Jordan and his partner Tom have done, they've taken it to the next step, which is all this VIP, lots of room, 2 days, all this extra stuff that's going on, signature chef, like Howard said. It's a different experience. It's not your normal festival.
Let me write this
down.
And
not missing acts. You don't have to worry about being at one stage or the other.
Let me write this down.
That's
no bony sandwich in pocket.
Gotcha. Well, what it is you could customize your concert experience, because everyone has a different level of comfort. You know, some campers can go, I can sit in the grass all day and I'm good. And then there are people like me. I'm like, man, I like a nice place to sit down. And a nice
Well, bathroom. When I did Watkins Glen, I was 23 years old, so I thought everybody would be 23 years old.
Right.
Everybody could stand for the whole day, and who gives a damn?
There's plenty of bushes.
Stand.
There's plenty of bushes.
Now you're coming right off of Woodstock, but you did it successfully.
Yeah, I made money at least. Yeah. But I told Jordan, now I need a golf cart.
Right.
I need a golf cart this time.
What are you guys getting asked about the most when it comes to Sound on Sound?
Well, I think what Jordan said is, will I miss any artists because I'm watching another artist? I think that's part of the genius of what Jordan did, is you could see everybody. So the question I get is, who's playing and who I'm going to see and who I'm not going to see? And the beauty of it is you can see everybody.
Yeah, that's great. Because if you're paying for 30 bands, you want to see 30 bands. Do we have a band count here?
it's going to be 12 per day, so 24 overall.
Nice.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
A lot of music.
Parking. What is the situation with parking?
That's the question that I get asked the most. There's parking available literally adjacent to the festival. You can almost park on the festival site, and then we'll have shuttle parking from the amphitheater from downtown, and we'll have buses circling and people picking up from the Port Jeff Ferry as well as Metro North.
Nice.
All right, we're talking about Sound on Sound. It's happening September 24th and 25th at Seaside Park. 24 bands. You got the Lumineers, Stevie Nicks, Dave and Tim, and a bunch of others. The big announcement today is that up until today, you had to buy a two-day. Now you could buy a one-day. When does that go on sale? Is that happening right now? If we go on the website, can we buy a one-day right now?
So 10 o'clock is a city presale. The Connoisseur presale is on Thursday at 10 a.m. and then available to the public on Friday at 12 o'clock.
Okay, Friday. What is the Connoisseur presale?
The Connoisseur presale?
Do we know what the code is?
Ask Kristen.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah, that's the code. Ask Kristen.
Capital A at the beginning? Or? Yeah.
Yeah. All lowercase.
Hello, Chaz and AJ. All right.
Mm.
I love this.
Why do mine call?
So this is how it really works, huh?
No.
See, yeah. I don't really see this not happen.
Right.
The way it's not happening.
Well, you know what happens when a producer dumps a cup of coffee in a control
right.
board.
Right.
The phone doesn't work.
There's probably a little piece of ham in there, too.
Yeah. Little cheese.
Yep.
Well, we can make it clear in the meantime that it's the Lumineers and Stevie Nicks on Saturday, the headliners.
Okay.
And the Sundays, Dave Matthews, Tim Reynolds, and Brandi Carlile are the headliners on Sunday.
Somebody texted in a question. What is the show at the amphitheater in Bridgeport that kicks off Sound on Sound Friday night? I can hear a chuckle.
So let me put it to you this way. It's an iconic artist and cannot be released yet.
Oh.
But, you know, when it can be released, Jimmy will leak it, I'm sure.
April 11th, we'll tell.
April 11th.
Mark the calendar.
I got that. Said to me last night, the tour that... will be announced April 11th. So.
Oh, cool.
And it's a he that we all know?
Oh, yeah.
An iconic
Stop
he.
Trying to pump him. I
An iconic he.
They're going to kick my ass when I leave here.
Yeah, really. Once you get the elevator done.
But I'll speak to you Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask Kristen.
So now here's a wonderful thing. If you've purchased two-day Sound on Sound tickets, you will have the pre-sale code for this artist. And iconic artist. So those who have purchased will have the first right for this because the concert will sell out on that Friday night.
Wow.
And I will say something else, which I'll probably repeat when we say who the artist is. He switched his tour around because we had Sunday at the amphitheater originally, but we had the festival on Sunday, so we're not doing anything on Saturday and Sunday. He changed his whole tour around in order to play Friday to be the lead-in to the Sound on Sound.
Oh, cool. Club,
which was nice.
Right.
Wow.
Don't try to pump them.
I'm getting a look from Howard right now.
Yeah, the iconic he, yes.
Hi, Chaz and AJ.
Good morning, Chaz.
Hello.
Hi, it's the Attorney General calling.
Good morning, Attorney General Tong.
Oh, hello.
Oh, so
what do I do now?
It's AJ's fault.
Legally, I was allowed to say that.
I have a secret.
Uh-oh.
And it's that I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan. So where can I see Stevie Nicks this summer?
Platinum VIP. It's just for you.
Well, the truth is...
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Give her a subpoena.
You have actually come to my house and knocked on my door, so you know where I live. So.
What did no, you he do?
Was, you weren't, off, you he weren't was, offering Stevie Nicks then.
No. And you weren't Attorney General then either. Attorney General knocks on my door, I'd get really freaked out if that happened.
I don't blame
but
you.
But he was running for state rep, I think, right? At that time? State senator? State rep?
Back in 2006, I was running for state rep.
And he knocks on my door. He'd never held it, and I loved him right away. We got into this great conversation, and now he's Attorney General.
That's cool.
So
that worked out.
So now you can tell me who the iconic artist is.
Yeah, I'll talk to you after the show. But I will tell you, that's for sure.
I think he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988, I think.
Yes, he's a two-time member of the
Rock
and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, let's stop all this.
He is a two-time.
I bet you Rob Ray's yelling it out right now halfway across the station.
Right? Now they're searching what's happening in 1988.
Yeah, I can't find the on switch, so we're good.
Attorney General Tong has a great Def Leppard story, and I asked him to ask about Def Leppard, but then he asked me about Def Leppard, and I told him, it's not coming this year to Connecticut, right? Because they...
Correct.
Right.
Because they're doing Motley the Crue stadium and, tour. They're right. doing the stadium tour.
Right.
So should I send them a letter?
I would. I would. Yeah, why not?
Your stationery does carry a lot of weight. There's no question about it.
A little letter with an enclosed picture of me and my new T-shirt that Chaz bought for me. My Pyromania T-shirt.
Oh, did you really?
T-shirt, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they happen to be great guys. So the next time they come in, I'll happily introduce you to them. They are really wonderful guys. Very normal.
That's great.
Yep.
They're always on tour, right? I mean,
yes.
They're always moving.
Yes. Yes, they're always on tour. And if you were making the same money they're making, you would always be on tour also. That's for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Attorney General Tong, thank you for checking in. Appreciate you. We'll see you at Stevie Nicks.
Thank you so much. Yeah, see you at Stevie Nicks. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.